Here on Daf, Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, let's start from the Mishnah. Echot Alikeyach, Vechot Amoicha, Yesh Lahen Eino. That means there's no difference if the Likeyach was Nisane, or if the Moicha was Nisane. Kishem Sheino Lahedyit, Kach Eino Litadah. A second halacha, that just like if the moicha is a hedyet, he's not a professional tago, so there's zicher adin eino by this hedyet, and if the lekeach convinced him to give him a low price, so there's eino, if a hedyet was nisane, Kach eino letago. So the same thing if the moicher is a tago, he's a professional, he's also a din eino. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein eino letago. If the moicher is a tago, there's no din eino. See, Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein eino letago. The Gemara will explain this. Now the Gemara says another halacha, Mi shehutal olov, the one who was nisane, yodoi alal yoine. So he has a choice. Rotza oimaloi tenli ma'isai. If he wants, he can tell him, return my money. He can be mevatel the whole Mecca, or if he wants, he can tell him, I tenli mashani sani, that, I want the Mecca, but I want you to return me that you had your ma'anami. That's the Mishnah, and it is interesting. We'll see the Gemara will, the Etzim speak about this. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanna says, Misha Hutalolov Yodai Alo Yoino. And this statement is a parba statement. That means from this statement, it's whoever was Nisana has this choice. And then later, when the Mishnah explains the choice, the Mishnah explains by Alekeya. Ratsaim Aloy Tenli Moisai. Aitenli mashani sani. Mi shehutalov sarashi says mi shenisane. Tenli ma'oisai im nisane lekeach. So lekeach was nisane, so he can request back the money he had given. Mino hani mili. Now the Mishnah said that the din eino applies if the lekeach was nisane, or if the moicha was nisane. Menohani mili, the Tana Rabbonon, v'chisimkru memka la'misecho al toinu. So we see that the posik is being mazel the moicha not to be ma'ane the lekeach. So we see the posik speaks about the eino of the lekeach. The one has to make sure that the lekeach should not be nisane. Eili elo shen nisane lekeach. Nisane moicher minayin. How do you know that there is an iser that the moicher should be nisane, that the lekeach should not convince the moicher to undercharge the by the Mekach. Tamad loyma oikonoi al tainu. So from here we know that there's an issue that the lekeach should be nisane, or the meicher should be nisane. So till now we were speaking about the inside the Mishnah, inside the Gemara. Till now we're speaking about the anoshim that were nisanu. Saif the lekeach was nisane, saif the meicher was nisane. ויצטרך למכתב לקייח, ויצטרך למכתב מייכל. Now here, all of a sudden, the Gemara starts speaking about the Ma'ane. It has to tell us there's an Isser on the Meicha to be Ma'ane, and there's an Isser on the Lekeach to be Ma'ane. Now we're going back on the Ma'ane. Because of Rachmona Meicha, if the Pasuk would only say Meicha, Mishum the Kimlei Bizvinte, the Meicha knows how much he paid for it. So therefore, on the Meicha, the Pasuk has a tzviya, don't overcharge him. He's speaking about a din I know, which is a shtus. You know what the price is. You bought it, the Kimlei Bizvinte. Avalei Keach, the Lei Kimlei Bizvinte, Eimalei Azarei Rachmona. Lekeach Bechlal does not know how much the Meicha paid for it. So when the Lekeach whittles down the price, so could be there's no Isereino, he doesn't realize how much the Meicha paid for it. Lekimlei Bizvinte. Now let us just learn Rashi on this. Because of Rachmona Meicha, Shehu Muzer Bebalta, you know, here over some Rashi's, we're going now on the Iser to be Ma'ane, so we would say only the Meicha, the Kimlei Bizvinte, Kamo Nosanbo, Ubemezit Huayse, he knows how much he paid for it, so when he's overcharging, he did it Bemezit. But the Lekeach does not know how much the Meicha paid for it. So when the Lekeach is telling the Meicha it's worth much less, so it seems he doesn't know how much he paid for it. So it seems it's not amazing. Now this Gemara is difficult to understand. We're talking about a lav. We're talking about the Issa to be Ma'ane. So Rashi says, the Meicha is amazing. He knows how much he paid for it. And he's overcharging. See, he's a real shaggit. So there the Torah said, I'll tell you. But the Lekeach, when the Lekeach is telling the Meicha that it's worth much less, he doesn't know how much the Meicha paid for it. So I would think there's no Issa. I mean, if he doesn't know Take, and he Take thinks, we're talking about a Lekeach that just came from Mars, he doesn't know the prices, the Meicha didn't come from Mars, he bought it, not in Mars, he bought it here, and he knows how much it cost, and he's overcharging, so the Meicha is amazed, Rashi says. The Lekeach doesn't know how much the Meicha paid for it, the Lekeach looks at this article, listen, not worth more than this and this and this. So I would think there's no Issa on the Lekeach. Now, so very good. There's Taka no Issa. If Taka thinks like this. And Maman Rashid was speaking about a Lekeach. This Taka is not even the Lavi. I mean, if he's not amazing, he's a Shaykh. I mean, so there's no lie. He's even the Lavi. I mean, he doesn't know. He's Taka ignorant. I mean, what's Taka Pshat? So the Darkei David wants to say pshat as follows. Normally, the Meicha knows the value of the article because he bought it. And let's put in parentheses, could be bought it 10 years ago, could be got it in Yerusha. But normally a Meicha that sells something knows the price, the going price, because he bought it. So Memela, now he's overcharging that. So the Meicha, the Teichasin, so don't overcharge the Lekeach. The Lekeach, normally, he doesn't know how much the Meicha paid for it. He doesn't read the newspapers, Zmachas al-Bachawa newspapers, mean what the running price is. So therefore, if I'll have a Lekeach that does know, Lekeach doesn't know, there's no, so he's a shaggy. We're not speaking to such a Lekeach. But I feel like I have a lekech that does know, but since this is a milsa de lo yishriche, so I would think the Torah didn't answer the lekech, because normally a lekech is not a manna. If I have a lekech is a manna, the Torah didn't answer the lekech. That's how the Daki David wants to learn pshat. The Rishash wants to learn a different pshat in this Gemara. He wants to say that the Gemara means to say as follows. The Moicha knows how much he paid for it, and so he's overcharging. So there's an issue to overcharge. You paid X amount, so talking about after you're getting your profit, to overcharge it, you know it is an avla. The lekeach never knows what he's getting. That means, the lesson of the Gemara is, the lekim leib is vinte. That means, even though I'm buying it for this amount of money, but could be the market is going to go down tomorrow, could be it's going to become niskalkul. So that what the lekeach wants to protect himself, who knows now it's selling for X amount of money, it's going to be tomorrow, it's going to go down. So it could be he wants to protect himself by whittling down the price. That's what the Rishash wants to say, Pshat and the Gemara. So I think the Torah the Moicha is not going to lose anything. That means he bought it for this amount of money, and so by... there's no reason to overcharge. The lekeach does not know what the value of the article will remain. Could be the price will go down, could be in his calculus. So I would think so he's permitted to whittle down the price. So that's the kamash malo. Now the Gemara says something very interesting over here. Because of Rachmana lekeach, and if the Torah would tell us by the lekeach there's an isereino, mishum the kokoni, because the lekeach lemaise is acquiring something for his money, so memele, so there's no reason for you to get away with a cheaper price. That means in this transaction, you're acquiring a chayfetz. So Mamela, so the Torah said, so good, pay its full value. Don't whittle down the price. The Omri Inish, the world says, Abelto, Zovnis, you purchase something, Konis, you acquired something. That means you gave money, you purchased an article. So Mamela, you got something. That means so, you're gaining on the deal, you acquired something for your money, so pay the right price. Aval Moicha Davudika Moibu. The Moicha, he had an article, and now he's selling the article. So he's losing Lamaisa. Before he had an article, well now he has money. So what do you do with money? Money doesn't remain too long. Money is, you spend it, then you're not, you don't remain with anything. Aber moiche davudi kamoivit, the omri inshi, the welt as a welto, zovin, you sold something, oivit, you lost. I mean, you lost. You got money before, you had an article, you had something, another shel kayoma. Now you only have money. Eimaloi azre rachmon. So did we, I would think as for him, that the moichel taina, listen, I'm giving him something, let's say something is worth $10. I'll sell it to him for $10. So I'm losing. He's getting an article that's worth $10. I'm getting a double that's not shelter. I mean, this will be spent pretty soon. My wife, you have $10. Tomorrow won't be here anymore. These $10, he is a double shelter. I'm not getting a double shelter. So at least I should get $12. So I'll coupon him. That should counteract the loss I'm having by losing a chayfetz and getting money. So I would think there's no is on the moicha. Tzricha, that's what it has to say. So there's a moicha d'kiraivet, the Shita Mikabet says, The Rebbe asks Akasha over here. Now, who are you talking about? If you're talking about a businessman, I mean, he's losing. I mean, that's all the big businessmen. They sold Chavetim, they made money. So that's called they're losing. So what are we speaking about? A balabos that sold his chayfetz. We brought here a chayfetz. A balabos was desperate for money. So he sold his chayfetzim and got back money. So by a balabos, like we had the Gemara before, there's no din. I know. I can't, if he has to sell his chayfetzim, he can overcharge. I mean, so who are we speaking about? A businessman doesn't lose, and the balabos is permitted to be ma'ane. So Ravid seems to remain with Akasha, not Rosh. The Rosh wants to say the whole heter that a balabos is permitted to be ma'ane, that is, the Tzlekeach knows this, the balabos is selling his precious items. So therefore, the Lekech realizes that the whole reason this is being sold because he has to part with his mechosim in order to end up with money. So the Kainer realizes that he's being overcharged. Vadaita Dahochi, he's purchasing it. He was speaking about that it was sold to a broker. He doesn't know Bechlau that. This is from a balabos. So then, there's no heter of a no. That's what the Gemara is speaking about. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Zovnis konis im lokachta chayfetz ameskai. If you acquire the chayfetz which remains, Schahu etzlocho. So this is a revach. Shloi heitzeiso amois biyitzi. You didn't tell me they spend the money. You acquired something. Rehu miskaimloch. So you acquired something. But the moichem who sold it zob and oivit mochalto chayfit sholcho reyato nipsa sheyichlu amois biyitzi. You, the money that you got, you'll be spending them, and Lamaisa, you're losing. So I would think, so to counteract this laws, the Torah was not machmer and no? Kamash Malach. Rabbi Kamega asks, it's a very interesting Gemara, the Habamina. Rabbi Kamega says, Lachaira, he would say, a poshitus for him. He would say that, the Gemara says, if it would say, Aleikeach, I would think davka lekeich and not a moicha. The moicha is a sore. Because lekeich is gaining. A moicha is losing. So Rabbi Kibbega asks, he said he would say a difference for him. When a lekeich, when a moicha sells a chayfetz, means ma'ane the lekeich. But really, this I know is not a real Eino, because every Lekeach has the capability of showing it to someone and to find out if he paid the right amount of money or not. So the Eino that is done to a Lekeach is not a real Eino. That means really if the Lekeach is serious about his money, he can make sure that he wasn't the son. He'll show it to someone, and if he was the son, he'll be teveya back to Eino. So the Eino of Lekeach is not a real Eino. I mean, it's good if he was the son, didn't show it. But kaponim, when you're ma'ana Lekeach, the Eino is not so terrible, because the Lekeach can find out about it. And so my male they know is not a real Eino. Masha'inke when the Lekeach is ma'ana moicha. So we had the Gemara says before that the moicha doesn't have the chayfetz. The moicha doesn't have the chayfetz. So Memele, so he gave the Moicha less money than it really was worth. The Moicha can't show it to anybody because he doesn't have the Chayfetz. So Memele, this is a real Einah. So I would think, so the Chayra B'Kibbega asks, the Gemara should have made such a Tzichas. The Gemara said, if it would say Leikeyach, so I think, Davka a Leikeyach, who's Ma'ana the Moicha. So there, that's a real Einah. That means if he cheated him, I could cheat him. The Moicha doesn't have, in his rare cases, he can find out that he was cheated, but normally, he cheated him. So there, the Teicha asked for the Lekech to do such a thing. But the Moicha, although he cheats the Lekech, I mean, the Lekech can find out about it, and it's really not called cheating. This is Rabbi Kevega's Akasha. Why the Gemara did not make this Tzrichas? So the Daki David brings down the Ponim Yofis also as the Kasha, but the Ponim Yofis says, Agayinu Shiteret. The Ponim Yofis says that we paskin, Aloche, Akponim, it's not Shver the Kasha. We paskin like Abyechanim, that Mois Koines. So when a Lekeach is Ma'ane Amoicher, so normally the case is he gave him money, And he was kind of the chayfetz, mois kindness. So by the inos loikeyach to the moicha could zicha find out if he was cheated or not. He has the money and the chayfetz, and he can go now and show to someone and ask him, was I take cheated or not? That means, la loche, that we hold mois kindness, the Pasuk is speaking about that, he seemed to remember, economy Adam Isecha, that according to Rabbi Yechon, the Pasuk is speaking about, that Lekeach gave the moicha money. So the case of the Pasuk is Lekeach gave the moicha money, so this I know, also the moicha is finished, and the deal is settled already. And the Einah that the Lekech was man of the Moicha can find out about it. The Chayvitz is still by him. The Lekech gave him the money and the Chayvitz is still by him. So he can show to someone who was Haitaka cheated or not cheated. So that's why the Gemara did not make this. Sricha said the Gemara made another two. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Ein Einah Letago. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein Einah Letago. So the Gemara asks, so we have Machlokes Tanoi. The Tanakama says, Kishem Sheino Lehedit, Kach Eino Letago. I mean, a mumche that's in the business and you underpay, so the Tanakama says, there's Eino. So there's a din Eino. Rabbi Yudai Me Ein Eino Letago. There's no Eino for Tago. Frag the Gemara, Mishum Shu Tago, Ein Loi Eino. Just like you can fool, every Lekeach that gives a good talk to the Moichan, tells him it's not worth so much and gives him a cheaper price, Mishum Shu Tago, Ein Loi Eino. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, Betago, Safso, Shomu. We're speaking about Atago Safso, he's a broker. His whole business is he buys from one and he sells to another. That's his whole, that's what he's doing the whole day. He's purchasing from one and selling to another. Now this Tago, Zicha knows price. He's buying and selling, he knows the price. All of a sudden, this Lekeach goes and pays him a sixth less, and the tagger is masking. What happened over here? What happened? He zicha knows the price. There's no shail about it. He just bought it from, so that's what he's doing, buying and selling. So Rabbi Yehuda held like this. My time, made the yodas vinta, he zicha knows how much it's worth. I mean, he's buying and selling. Kame shavi, vachuli ochli gabe. So a kochoch, if he sold it to him on a cheaper price, zicha was meichel. Why did he do that for? What kind of a tagger is he selling it for a cheap price? So you have to understand. Bahai desov nochim ishem discham leizvin tachit. He had a good deal in front of him. He needs cash now. So the only way, so he sold it, a sixth less. The big sign, he's selling everything for a sixth less, and everyone's coming and buying. There's no way, no. He's selling it cheaper, taka. He's losing taka. But he needs the cash now because he needs money for a good deal. Maybe yodas vinte kamishavit, bachuli ochel gabei, v'hai dezov naochi, mishim disram leiz vinte achite, because v'hashte miya kahodabei. Now, so he sold everything cheap. He got cash very quick. Right? He got the cash, he bought the thing. Now he comes to Shlapshena to Dintari. No, you're an anime. You bought less than a sixth. So kaponim, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that this targo doesn't have any mnemonis. That means, Yuzichem knew it was cheaper. So why did you sell it? Because you wanted the cash. So Mamel, you can't tie it now that you want to sell. That's the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. What is the svara of the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama holds, the Machlaf Raim says the Tanakhama holds that he sold it knowing that he's being undercharged. He knows this. And he's going to mourn from later. That means he's not fooled. He knows that Yen is giving him now the money. He'll schlep him to bed. That's when we hear such a Gemara before. The Gemara before, there was a Maisa, there was a Balabos selling, it's worth five. He sold it for six. And then this Leker was very sure. He said, I'll give him 5.5, so it's Pochus Mishtus. I'll pay him 6, and I'll schlep him to the Torah. This Tager is the same thing. That means he's asking 6, he says, I'll give you 5, okay, I'm asking for 5. But he knows that he's being undercharged. Later, schlep him to the Torah. So the Shaila, then it comes out, the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama is, how do I understand this action of a tago who Zichan knows the true value and he's selling it for a lower price? Do I assume he's masking to sell it now because he has a need of immediate cash? Or do I say, he's going to sell it, then he's going to schlep Yana to the entire. That's how the Machlaf Raim says, Pshat, the Machlaikas, the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Yehuda. Ravashi did not bechlal like this pshat, Ein letagar eino. Ravashi said something very interesting. Ein letagar eino, einoi betoiras eino, shafilu poches michdei eino choyza. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Safso koine umoiche miyatomit. He's always buying and selling. Meide yod is vintikamishovit. He knows how much it's worth. Shrei loishor ben kniyosal and chirosa. There was not too much time between from when he purchased it to when he sold it. So Zicha knows. That's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. And Ravashi says, Einai b'teiras eino, ein letago einai b'teiras eino. So what does that mean? Shafilu poches michdei eino choyza. Im nisane, if he was nisane, b'chayov tluyim b'kach, b'tiknu loy sheyachze. Amirdike svore in Rav Ashi, perhaps, we can be mabayah this a little. There's a Rosh. The Rosh speaks about Pochus Mishtus is Mechila. Pochus Mishtus is Mechila. So the Rosh says like this. What happens if, let's say, the Moicha is overcharging? But it's Pochus Mishtus. The Moicha knows it's the price is X amount and he's overcharging it. That's Pachas Mishtus.
So the Rosh, his asvara to say the Moicha Zichai Vanisa. Pitaki knows Zichai Vanisa. You're not allowed to be manas someone to the, allowed to overcharge him. I mean, if it's a Shabbat Putamor, you're overcharging. What right do you have to overcharge him? We're talking about his own market price, and this Loikeach somehow is gullible, and then you're overcharging him. So you're Zichai Vanisa. So why is there a din, Smechile? He says, these are small amounts, and it's shosik v'kibul. He's going to go and then they schlep him, and and this person is going to say it's worth so much, and this person is going to say it's worth a little more, a little less. There's a bechine of shosik v'kibul. The zicher, the lekeach knows, could be he was overcharged. Well, listen, the whole thing is not. It's not so much, it's pachas mishtus, so it's shosik v'kibul. That's why, so it's a moedik erosh. The rosh is mitzad the moicha, if he knows take, he's not allowed to do it. We'll come to the rabbi, and show me your behavior and say, no, you man him. Pachas mishtus is also an isa. But that Chazal should be misaken, that he has to return the law, Chazal understood the das nayodom. A person, I feel he knows that it's, he'll go make a deal out of it, whole thing. Shosik v'kibul. Fine? So that's the Iker Adin. So Memele, he has no right to mon back there. No, because I assume he was, I'm saying, Zabar Kochach Yana, Omen Shosik v'kibul. That's, so you can't schlep the Moichet Adin Torah, was Ma'ana you. So, Dachs Medat Pshat and Ravashis. Ravashi said, good, if there's, one transaction, he overcharged a little bit, and thus, but when it comes to ein oino letaga, that means if this is his whole source of income, that he's selling things with a profit, and the loikhim are going to whittle off, and they're going to make him sell less than the true value is less than a shtus. So Chazal made a takone that, listen, you're taking away his livelihood. So you're gaining a few pennies. But you're right. Me'ikar adin, the moich is also shosik v'kibul. You want to give me less, and this, I won't make a big deal out of it. So Ravashi wants to say, but Chazal made a takone. That means you're taking away the livelihood of this person. You're always thinking zich with him to, he should give you a cheaper price, and he gives in, and so they made a takone that he does. So let's see the lesson of Rashi again. Im nisane, im nis ein, shafilopochis mishtus, michdei eino choyza. In Nisan, if he was Nisan, if the Taga was Nisan, the Chayiv Tluyim Bekach, I mean, this is his livelihood. V'tiknu loy sheyachza. So they made a takon, listen, these loikhim that know how to handle, you have to return the enough to let's pochas meshusets at takon of the Rabbon. So that's Pungva kel pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't I know the Taga that a filopochus mishtus, you have to be master, alta takon. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kabosi, the Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman, we learned a baraisa like Rab Nachman, Rab Yuda, Oymer, Tager, Engloy, Oyno, Bignei, Shehu, Boki. The baraisa says, Rab Yuda said, a Tager, Engloy, Bignei, Shehu, Boki, so that was the story we mentioned before, the Tager, Zichen, knows, if he sells it cheaper, it's because he has an interest now to get cash. He wants to make a good deal. So Mamela, so he was Ichem Mervata to sell it in a cheap price in order he should get cash now. So this is Einei No Letaga. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Mi Shehutal Olov Yodoy Alo Yoyne. Moni Masnisen Loi Rabbi Nosen Veloi Rabbi Yehuda Anosin. Hiram Nosin, Masnisen Ktoni Rotsa, Baraisa Loi Ktoni Rotsa. Hiram Yehuda Anosin, Masnisen Ktoni Loi Keyach,
Raisa Ktoni Moicha. Now let us understand the Gemara's Kasha. Let us look on the Gemara Daf Nun Amid Beis. Gemara brings down a Raisa. Daf Nun Amid Beis Tanya, it's about 10 lines from the bottom. Tanya Kavosi Drov, a Raisa. I know Pachas Mishlus, Nikna Mecca. Yes, Rashtus, Potla Mecca. Shtus, Kone, Umachzer, Eino, Divrei Rabbi Nosson. So it seems Rabbi Nosson holds, there's no din of Yodei Alo Yoyne, it's Kone, but the deal is a Fartike deal. Umachzer Eino, Shtus, Kone, Umachzer Eino. Rabbi Yehuda, Anosi, Oima, Yad, Moiche, Alo Yoyne. The Moiche has a Breire. If you were ma'ane the moicha, so the moicha can tine, give me back my mekach. I have chalotah from the whole mekach. You. Right. So when this barai, so we have like this. Rabbi Nosson said, there's no din yodei alo yoine. Kone umasareino. The deal is Fartik, the deal is settled, he can be Teveya the Eino. Rabbi Yehuda Nosi said, by a Moiche, Rabbi Yehuda Nosi is thinking about, Yad Moiche Alo Yoine. If a Moiche was Nisane, I'm Ashtus, so the Moiche can say, either give me back my Mekach, he can put back the Mekach, or he can say, give me back the Masha Nisan. So Rabbi Yehuda Nosi somehow was only speaking about a Moiche for some reason. Not speaking about the Rikaya. He doesn't say a parva. Mishahuta all of Yodei Alo Yoine. Our Mishnah, even though our Mishnah started off with a parva loshen, Mishahuta all of Yodei Alo Yoine, but when the Mishnah explains the Aloche, the Mishnah starts speaking about a Rikaya. Rots oima loy tenli moyo. He say, give me back my money. Tenli masha nisan. So if you look at Dvorim Kipshutam, it seems the Tana of a Mishnah holds by Alei Keach Yodei Alei Yoine. Rab Nosson holds, it's Kone Machzer Eino, there's no din of Yodei Alei Yoine. And Rab Yehuda Nosson says, by Moiche Yodei Alei Yoine. So it's very modern. Misha Hutal Alei Yodei Alei Yoine. Zot the Gemara, Moni Mas Nisan. Loi Rabbi Nosson, Loi Rab Yehuda Nosson. I Rabbi Nosson, Mas Nisan Ktoni Rotze. The Mishnah says he has a choice. If he wants, he can be mevatel the mekach. If he wants, he can demand the eino. Or Baraisa like Tony Rotsa. The Baraisa says Rav Nosson says kone umachzer eino. I Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi masnisin ktoni lekayach. That this din of Yodei Alo Yoine is applicable by a lekayach. Baraisa ktoni moicha. The Baraisa with Rabbi Yehuda Nosi says by the moicha the such a din Yodei Alo Yoine. Oma Rabbi Alozo eino zu eini yedeya mishono. So Rabbi Alozo says, I don't know Take. I don't know who the Tana of this Mishnah is. Eini yedeya mishono. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, it's not like Rabbi Nosi. Rabbi Omar, Lo'ilom, Rabbi Nosani. Rabbi says it's really going according to Rabbi Nosi. It's not going according to Rabbi Yehuda Nosi because Rabbi Yehuda Nosi said clearly that by a Moichel, the Din Yodei Yoine is only applicable by a Moichel. So it's going according to Rabbi Nosi. But ni nami bebreise rotzo. You have to add a few words. Stus rotzo kone umachze reino. That means if he wants, he can be mevatel the whole mekach. So Rab Nosson is the one that holds that Yodei Alo Yoine by both, side by lekech, side by moich. Rava omar, Lo'ilom Rabbi Yehuda Nosi. No, our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda Nosi. Umay de Shia b'mas Nisan kamaforish b'braisa. He says that the Mishnah start set off a generality. The Mishnah starts explaining the halachim by Aleikayach, and the Baraisa finishes off explaining by Amoich. And this is Shitas Rabbi Danos. Omar Ravashi Dekanami, Diktoni, because we learned our Mishnah started Echot Aleikayach Ve'echot Amoich. The Mishnah said there are dinei eino if aleikeyach was nisane, if amoicha was nisane. And then the Mishnah ended off the din by aleikeyach. And the Mishnah started echad aleikeyach mechad amoicha. So it would seem the Mishnah started off by saying dinei eino apply whoever was nisane. Then the Mishnah starts speaking about what the din of aleikeyach was nisane. Mefarish leil aleikeich, and then in the Baraisa, it continues by the oifen of the meicha was nesane, and everything's according to Rab Yehuda, anosi biyodel yoyne. Shma mino shiurei shairei lemeicha shma mino. Let us see Rashi. Tony Rotzo, the Yodel Yoin, Reis mit Rabnossen, like Tony Rotzo, a la Koche Kone, Marzole Yeno. As this in Tony Lekech, Echad in his hand Lekech, Tony the Yodel Yoin, the Tony, Ten Lim Boisai, Reis of Yuda Nossik, Tony Moiche, Echad in his hand Moiche, the Yodel Yoin, Nisano Lekech, Loi, So we had three mahalchim. One mahalch was a nozo any day of Mishana. Nozo Mishnah saying it, so I don't know. Then the second mahalch was of Rabba Tony Nami Bibraise Brabnosan Otter, Balekeach Umoicha Hude Pligi. So there's a Moyadike Ritve, the Ritve says that Rabnosan holds that by both there's a din yodel yoyne, and Rabbi Yehuda Nosi holds only the moicha. And the Ritva proves, he said that's pshat in Rashi, and he says, and the Ritva proves, he said that's pshat in Rashi, and he says, because we had a baraisa and that mempesa medbeis, that the Gemara brought a braise that is a din yoder al yoine, sai by the moiche and sai by the lekech, that's the bottom of that memtesam and base. So al kochach, this has to be Rab Nosson. So that means, according to this mahalach, Rab Nosson holds this a din yoder yoine by both, and Rab Yehuda Nosi holds only by the lekech. And they can amid the masis and bamoicha namis filochi, makosh lekech, lepirish lemoicha. Zak the Gemara Vaita. Itma, ha'ima lechaveroi al menas she'ein lecho olai eino. Now, there are a few ways to listen, very excited to the Gemara. There are few ways how to learn this Gemara, and let us learn. Let's learn this mahalach in the Gemara. A person, a meicha came, or whoever was speaking out before the deal was made. He said, "I'm making a deal." On the nas she'ein l'cho alai einor. Say the meicha said this. Before we talk prices, I'm making with you a deal that you should not have any schus to be tereya in our family. That's the hakdoma to the mecha. You want to make such a mecha, but you don't make. That's the hakdoma I want to make. That to me there shouldn't be a din I know in this mecha. You mask him to such a mecha. Good. Now mask him to such a mecha. That's what he comes. He comes, he could come as a frumma, you know, I'm very frumma,
I don't want to burn in Gehenna. Because, listen, before we start the Mecha, I want to make clear, Amanash, you should never have any tviyas to be the tviyas of a no. We didn't agree on the price yet. But before we start talking, let's get this set. Amanash Eloch HaLayla. Shouldn't have any schusei no. There shouldn't be a dina no on this Mecha. Rab Omar Yesh Le'olav Eino. Rab says there's no such thing. And then Lomai said, I said, didn't I know? Akulu, he agreed. He agreed. Ushmul Omar Eino Le'olav Eino. Shmul says, no, that was the agreement. I'm not Shein Lechalai Eino. So he doesn't have Eino. So what's the machloikis of Rab Ushmul? Amor says, Lema Rab Da Omar Kerab Meir. Ushmul Da Omar Kerab Yehuda. The Sanya. We learned in Abba Raisa, Ha'imel Le'isha, Harei At Mekodeshesli, Amenash She'en Lecha Olai Sher Ksus Ba'ina. That a chosen tells, underneath the chuppah, he tells, oh, listen, making a kedushin without obligations. You want it? Good. No, I don't want to have headaches. Amenash She'en Lecha Olai Sher Ksus Ba'ina. So, the machlok is Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameya holds Areizu Mikudeshes Upnai Bok. Kudesh, married, you have all the chiyuvim that the Torah said. I'm promised. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Dover Shebemomoin Tnoi Kayev. So, let us learn Poshib Shat in the Gemara, or one Mahalach in the Gemara, and we'll understand the Gemara. Was a machlekes Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, can a person make kedushin without any chiyuvim? Can he make such a thing?